Hope Show. And now, here is Bob Hope.
Thank you. Oh, I feel very good today. I just had a little holiday in Palm Springs. You all know Palm Springs. That's a mink water hole. Palm Springs has more swimming pools per square block than any other city in the world. If you know your way around, it's possible to swim downtown. Just block to block. It's also one of the healthiest places in the world, and they keep it that way. Last year, a tourist sneezed, and they shot him as a spy from Florida. No, Palm Springs, that's where you go to get away from people who got there way ahead of you. It's a wonderful place. It's such a healthy climate. It fills everything full of pep. I took a nickel out of my pocket down there, and the Indian was spanking the buffalo. And there's so many celebrities down there. In 2 hours yesterday, I saw Lorraine Bacall, Katharine Hepburn, Betty Davis. Gee, it was a wonderful movie. I stayed at a nice place in the desert. It was called La Cucaracha Arms. That's Spanish for the cockroaches carry pistols. When I registered, the clerk said, "We've been listening to your program. We want you to feel right at home." So they put me in the bunkhouse. That room was really small. In fact, before I could move in, they had to pump it up. Then they let the air out slowly until your week is up. It was a nice little room, but it got crowded every 2 hours whenever a Greyhound bus stopped. But it was the best hotel in town, 10 rooms and a bath towel. Now, on each floor, they had a rubber bath towel nailed to the wall so it could stretch into each room. The sun was wonderful. In 3 days, I had everything I came for, and they had everything I brought with me. Now, instead of putting on suntan lotion, I made a mistake and poured spray all over my body. You're now looking at the only actor in Hollywood with a flaky crust.
Great. Why don't you run across the street and get yourself some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, and take Les Brown and the whole band with you. I can handle the show from here by myself.
Aren't you a little obvious, Bob? Jane Russell's on the show tonight, and you want her all to yourself. Why are you so selfish about girls?
Well, my psychiatrist says I have a neurosis stemming from a prenatal avaricious aberration that lies dormant in the evanescence of my subconscious.
What does that mean in plain English?
You guys get lost.
Oh, Bob, you have to be like that about Jane. Why are you so afraid to bring a pretty girl out while us fellas are here?
Hi, let me put it this way. If I had to walk through a lion's den, would I wear hamburger earrings? Besides, I happen to know I'm a big favorite with Jane Russell. The other day, the elevator at Paramount was full of handsome leading men, and I was the only one she spoke to.
Really? What did she say?
Let me out at the third floor. On the way out, knock on Jane's door and tell her Poochie is waiting, will you? That's what she calls me.
Poochie?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, I happen to know she calls her Cocker Spaniel the same thing.
That's what she used to call her Cocker Spaniel, till I proved I could bring back a rubber ball much faster.
Okay, if that's the way you
want
to
be. Gee, I hope I can get Jane to really notice me. I spent all afternoon getting ready. Well, I get rid of Les Brown and High. Now, if everything goes all right, it'll be clear sailing. Come in, you beautiful doll.
Okay, shall I flutter my eyelashes?
Oh, Ross!
Thank you.
Well, what are you doing here? Who invited you?
Nobody. This is right on my beat, Long Beach. A lot of good ocean fishing down here, boy.
Oh, working on the cannery again this year, huh?
Oh, now, Rob, you can do better than that.
Easy, Frogman. Look, I'm busy.
No, honorable thanks for the service.
We're very busy here. Why don't you go somewhere and count Gary's royalties?
Oh, no, you don't. You don't do that to me. I'm going to stick around here for the main event. I saw that sign outside that said Jane Russell tonight. For me, that's for me.
Don't get too excited, Dad. Your corpuscles will think you're living again. I hate to disillusion you, Fletcher, but Jane isn't here tonight.
No?
No. So turn off your ignition. We changed our plans. Since we're at the Navy base, we're playing host to one of the older servicemen.
Really?
Yes.
Gee, I'd like to get a look at the old boy. I just passed his dressing room, and I got a whiff of Chanel number 5.
As the punchline came in sections. So you see, all that's going to happen is we're going to have this old veteran on the show.
Wow, I'm glad you told me. If Miss Russell isn't here, there's no use my sticking around. I'll be seeing you.
Okay, so long.
Hey, Bob, here I am back again. Do you want me to bring Jane Russell out now?
Hi. Have you ever considered having your mouth laced up and selling that pointed head for a football?
Oh, did I say something harmful?
No, not if your mother's still holding your place in line at the unemployment office.
Oh, don't worry, Hi. I'll take care of you. Hi, if old Dungeon Pockets fires you, you can come over and work on my show.
Oh, could I, sir?
Yes, sir.
You mean you'll take me away from all this?
Certainly. Just consider it my contribution to the crusade for freedom. On my show, you'll be your own boss.
Oh, gee, you mean I can have my initials monogrammed on my shorts?
What's on him now?
The Bob Hope Show. Don't miss him. He's a wow.
This lad has the sterling quality.
I'm not interrupting anything.
Well, Jane, come in.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Hi, Ben.
Hiya, Jane. My, the ancient veterans are getting better looking every year.
And how are you, Poochie?
Jane, I'll have to apologize for the presence of Saggy here. He wasn't invited. He wasn't really invited. He came in on the Grunion run.
Oh, Bob, I'm always glad to see both of you boys, and you know it.
Yeah, but think how much better it would if he weren't here, you and I alone. Jane, we go together like Anthony and Cleopatra, Romeo and Juliet, Artie Shaw and anybody.
Hey, Jane, you'll forgive me for asking, but what is a beautiful star like you doing on this low-class clam bake here with vacuum talent?
Well, you see, Bob promised me a highly dramatic role if I appeared on the show tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'm to be the star of the play.
Ooh, well, heaven knows I'm not one to be suspicious, but exactly what is he trying to rope you into?
Well, he said the play is a saga of a beautiful woman's loneliness. Mm-hmm. It's called The Lighthouse Keeper's Daughter.
Mm-hmm, and I'm... Unquestionably, he's the lighthouse keeper.
I'm the lighthouse.
Boy, you got the beacon for it. Say, people, I'm sure this little drama would establish new heights in the theater, but I don't see how we'll have time for it. Because, you see, perceiving an opportunity for a plug, I thoughtfully brought along a scene from my current cinema smash.
Ooh, I saw that picture, Bing, and I loved it.
Well, thank you. I rather liked it myself.
No, the music was excellent.
It had quite a good score.
And your voice was never better.
Thank you again.
Awful lonesome in this lighthouse.
Don't you think that at this point a gracious host would ask Bing to sing something?
Well, don't embarrass him, Jane. Bing can't sing alone anymore. His voice is too weak.
Too weak?
Yeah, he can't get his tonsils to stand up until he gargles with cornstarch. I better do something with mine, don't you?
I like cornstarch. That's fun, too.
The other night, he and Mel Torme sang a duet together. With Mel pulling and Bing pushing, they finally managed to get the Mockingbird halfway up the hill.
I will give the lie. I'll give the lie to that bass canard here now by knocking out a big fat chorus of a song called Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening.
I think I know the word. Well, sail, fatso. A lot of these fellas are used to combat, so go ahead, Lenny.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, save your pappy a chair. When the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air, in the shank of the night when the dunes are right, well, you can tell them I'll be there. Sue wants a barbecue, Sam wants to boil a ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a teepee,
doo-doo.
Let the town crier cry,
doo-doo.
And if it's RSVP,
doo-doo.
This is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick 'em on my hair. And when the party's getting a glow on, singing fills the air. If I'm still on the beat and there's something to eat, well, you can tell them I'll be there.
We said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon, sure, said the dinosaur. Where said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon?
How about your brother Jackass? Everyone gaily cries. You come into the fracas, and over his specs he sighs.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell him we'll be there.
If they want a castle of deadheads,
sort of fracture their affair. Now when the party's getting a glow on, and singing fills the air. If there's gas in my hack and my laundry is back, if you need a new face or a tenor or bass, if I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock in the shank of the night when they're fixing to fight, if I can climb out of bed and put a head on my head,
well, you can tell her we'll be there.
Sir, that's wonderful. Tonight's show marks the beginning of autumn and the end of a perfect summer.
An almost perfect summer. The vacation interlude was not without its mishaps, Robert. Remember, you fell into the Gunnison River in Colorado.
Yeah, that's right, Bing. And if it hadn't been for Dr. Light down there, I came very close to drowning.
Oh, yes, it was almost a perfect summer.
Quiet, or I'll tell everybody what the doctors found when they opened you up for appendicitis. What a place to hide a coffee can full of dimes.
Oh, get it.
And don't think falling in that Gunnison River was a joke.
Just how did it happen, Bob?
Well, it's quite a story, Jane. I was a long way from civilization, and I noticed a little general store, so I walked in. There was an old codger in there, about 80 years old, and... Well, how do you do?
Well, how to do to you, stranger.
Are you acting or keeping the eggs warm till the hen gets back? Well, Grandpa, is there any fishing around here?
Yep.
Good fishing?
Fair to middling.
Trout?
Well, for them as can catch them.
For them as can catch them, huh? Well, I'm a fisherman in spite of these city clothes. In fact, I never miss. A fishing guide around here.
Well, I'm the fishing guide.
You are?
That's right.
Well, fine. Where's the river?
You know, I've been the guide around here 5 years, and you're the first one to ask where the river is. Let's go.
I'll see you later, daughter.
Well, here we are, all
better get started fishing. You know, they won't bite unless you put something on the hook.
Okay. Hey, what's that big thing swimming around in the live bait tank?
That's Father. He likes to keep an eye on me.
Isn't it romantic drifting along in the river like this? How about a kiss?
No. Stay where you are. Oh, don't stand up in the boat.
Whoops!
Oh! Oh! What happened, daughter?
Dad, that's Bob Hope.
It is.
And I can't reach him with the oar.
Well, don't worry, I can.
Oh!
Got him by, Granny. Let's go, daughter.
Why are you rowing to shore so fast?
I don't want anybody to get to Paramount ahead of us and collect the reward.
That's the whole story, Jane.
Quite an experience, Robert. Almost as embarrassing as the little episode that occurred to me in that Canadian hotel.
Yes, I read about you getting thrown out of that hotel, Bing. How could the hotel clerk possibly have thought you were a bum?
Well, they show us pictures up there, too.
Nothing of the kind, Chadwick. A friend of myself had just come back to town after a little fishing and hunting. I hadn't shaved for a few days, so I had quite a crop of alfalfa. We walked into the lobby.
Bing, don't you think we look pretty crummy to be going into a first-class hotel? We look like hobos.
Oh, tut, doesn't bother me.
I know, you're used to it.
I want to get cleaned up. We got to get these trout into the deep freeze.
Okay, but you talk to the clerk.
Service, yes. Service, please.
Were you ringing that bell? Oh, I say now, come now. Get out of here, you bum. We don't cater to tramps, you
know. Yeah, steady. Forget the whiskers. Don't you know who I am?
No, but I'll wager you're not the president of the Airwick Company. Now, will you please get out of here at once? The wallpaper's starting to peel. Now, be off. Be off, you bounder.
Now, wait a minute. We've got some fish that have to go in the hotel icebox.
Look at you. Your appearance is frightful. Just look at those long, unkempt sideburns.
Sideburns? Those are two trout I couldn't get in my pocket. And I call the manager. Wait till he finds out who I am, boy.
Well, when the manager found out who you were, that did it, Bing. I knew the hotel wouldn't throw you out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're all set. Look at the size of this place. And the fish can't spoil now.
Oh, quiet. I'm tired. Pick out a block of ice. Let's go to sleep, huh?
Thing. They didn't actually put you in the hotel refrigerator.
On the square they did, Jane, and that temperature was really low. It was so cold in there, my hair stood on end.
Oh, what a pitiful. What a pitiful sight, the poor little thing standing there shivering.
I choose to ignore that. Now, Jane, you know, I wouldn't have gotten into that scrape in the North Country if it hadn't been for you. Did you know that?
Me?
Of course. I went up there to heal my injured pride, lick my wounds. After I found out that you were making another picture at Paramount with Jazzbo here instead of me. How come?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'd like to be in a picture with both of you boys. You know, one of the road pictures.
Well, see, I think we're going to oblige, Jane. Let's see, where could we make a road to?
Well, I've always wanted to play a Southern Belle.
Well, that's for us. Pull up a bale of cotton and we're off on the road to New Orleans.
Enchanting New Orleans. It's the year 1900. Down at the levee, the show on the showboat is over, and it is moving out into the Mississippi. Janie, the beautiful star of the show, is leaning on the rail of the upper deck, enjoying the moonlight. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, it's you again.
Now, you got to make up your mind and give me an answer.
Oh, you just think you're in love with me. Why don't you quit following me up and down the river?
That's not easy without a boat.
Besides, sir, this showboat life isn't for you. But anyway, I've already given my heart to Blue Chips Crosby, the gambler. There he is over there. Over there at the roulette table.
Place your bets, ever bought and fry your love. Step up and beat me, folks. I'm as helpless as a hound dog in a hog wallow. I'll take any bets from silver dollars to black ideas.
Hasn't he got a real southern accent?
Yeah, sounds like Chloe stepped on it with a wet foot.
Liz, your best. Janie, would you like me better if I were a gambling man?
Well, I might.
Okay, I'm going right over there and getting that game.
Get your chips down, gentlemen, before the wheel spins. Plenty of numbers for everybody.
I'll plunk it down $10,000 here on number 12.
I'm plunking down $20,000 on number 17.
Well, I'm laying my platinum watch of $15,000 on number 24.
How old's that, gentlemen?
Now, oh, pardon me, mister.
Yeah, yes?
I'm a little superstitious. Just for luck, would you mind turning my bet over so the buffalo is up?
Can spin the wheel any time now.
Just take your bet off the board. We don't cotton to you cheap Yankees around here.
Yankees? I want you to know that I'm from the South and I'm proud of it.
So's the North.
I don't take that kind of talk from anybody.
Very well, sir. I'll be glad to give you satisfaction on the field of honor. Always a pleasure to fight a duel.
I'll fight a duel with you right here and now, Blue Chips, but I want my choice of weapons.
Well, very well. What weapon do you choose?
I'll whisper it to you. Hey,
why, you can't mean it.
I do.
I'd fight you with swords, pistols, even hatchets at two paces, but this is inhuman. What about the innocent bystanders?
You heard me. I chose the weapon, and that's it.
All right, but it'll be ghastly.
If you're ready, gentlemen, take six steps away from each other and turn.
Okay.